You're listening to the All Systems Go podcast, the show that teaches you everything you need to know to put your business on autopilot. Learn how to deploy automated marketing and sales systems in your business the right way with your host, the professor of automation himself and founder of Automation Bridge, Chris Davis.
Welcome to the All Systems Go podcast. I'm your host, Chris L. Davis. I am the founder of Automation Bridge, an online publication for small business automation to equip you with all of the education, strategies, and resources you need to become an automation service provider. And in this episode, I want to take a moment, and perhaps it's a break. it's a break from the norm, or maybe it's just right on time. But I just want to affirm you today, because there are a lot of challenges. There's a lot of challenges when it comes to offering and implementing marketing services. And sometimes you just need to take a moment and accept how great you are, because you are. And I want to affirm that in you today. So before we jump into the episode, if you're new to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe and listen to this episode in its entirety. Once you're finished, please leave a five-star rating and review. The All Systems Go podcast is available in all main podcasting outlets and wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we are on YouTube. So if you are a subscriber and listener and have not left a five-star rating and review, please do so. You can do so right now. This will play in the background as you go and leave that five-star rating and review. As Brittany Lush has done, I want to give Brittany Lush a shout out. She says, Chris delivers as usual. This podcast is exactly what I've come to expect from Chris as I've quietly followed him for the last few years. It's all the meat without the fluff so many marketers include. The Six Systems episode I just finished was spot on. And as I typically do, I'm now looking over my systems with a fine tooth comb again. Brittany, first off, thank you for that five-star rating and review. And thank you for taking action. I know it's your business, but I really appreciate you putting words to action. And I'm sure you've seen a massive increase and a great impact from that, not just because of the information that was given, but because of your desire, your commitment to do what it takes, which is really applicable to today's episode, really. And the idea came from a recent talk that I had with a friend of mine who also leverages the internet to operate their business. And they were preparing for their first launch, and they were just expressing all of these little thoughts that started to create doubt. Okay. Now, mind you, this friend of mine is one of the top marketing experts in the MarTech space and has years of experience producing really, really, really big results, right? Yet still had the same self-doubt and head talk that we all experience, right? And even me, I'll be the first to admit, when I launched this podcast, I was a bit shocked that I hadn't silenced those voices for good, because we all have we're all cautiously aware. Well, most people, I should say, most people who value delivering value over just making money, you're always cautious that you're not coming off as somebody that you're not. You know, they call it imposter syndrome. And at times that and self-doubt and just lack of confidence and a combination of things can really put you in a space where your excitement is so short-lived, right? Something may seem great in the moment. You've got all of the energy and yes, I'm going to do this. And those little voices, you know, they get to talking to you and you find yourself doubting. You do. And this is why I'm recording today's episode, because becoming and operating as a digital marketing professional requires you to be headstrong, especially in the area of self-confidence. And I talked about it. If you've been following all of these episodes, I talked about it when I when I discussed the single quality that makes a great automation service provider, and it was decisiveness and how you just have to command what will be done and instead of suggest what could be done. Well, you can't do that if you're questioning yourself, right? It takes a level of mental fortitude, and that often goes unsaid. And without identifying that, what happens is you find yourself hitting these invisible walls. You find your momentum just being sucked from you, and you're unable to identify the force behind it. Okay. But I have to give you some tools that I've used over the years while at the same time inserting affirmations so that you don't quit. Okay. That you don't second guess yourself out of a successful career. Okay. Which many of you need. And it's the lack of the three areas that I'm about to mention that is really more of a cause for your lack of success in continuity than your willingness. So there's a good chance you've been harder on yourself than you deserve. You've been beating yourself down at a level that is unwarranted because you didn't understand the dynamics. So how do you silence these voices, right? And again, in the digital age where everybody can fake it, you don't know what's real. It's too easy. It's too easy to let others' appearance of success create doubt. It is. And the truth is, those voices are always going to be there. They will. You'll never get to a point where they're not. I remember reading an article a few years back. I think it was the R&B singer D'Angelo. It said he throws up. It was him or Maxwell. One of those. He throws up before every performance. But every performance, he kills it. You wouldn't even imagine. But it's still that feeling that, man, I need to go out and that performance anxiety. Right. So we all. Experience it, and those voices are always there. It's just, how do we adjust the volume, right? How do we command and how do we control how loud and frequently they speak to us? Okay, so there's three areas. Listen, if you're trying to do this without these three areas, you will fail. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that to encourage you that once you know these three areas, you're going to be that much better and that much closer to success. All right. So the first area is community. Okay. You cannot go at this alone. You need support. Again, I'm not going to beat a dead. I'm not going to overstate the fact. OK, thinking of my animal conscious folks out there, I'm not going to overstate this fact. But I've been on the record time and time again to say this is why I don't believe in solopreneurship, because you can't do it alone. Again, I get where it comes from, but don't lie to yourself. And when I talk about support, I'm not just for your business to help get things done, but you need a community of like-minded professionals that can support you, right? Not just professionally, but emotionally, intellectually, and at times financially, to help you get through. And so some of the people that I have in my corner when it comes to community are established traditional business owners. I love talking to people who have never transacted online, right? Because your success of online marketing is the effective ability to digitize traditional processes. To be honest, right? Past coworkers. Again, I don't like to burn bridges. I will keep my half of the bridge because I can't control your half. I always like to keep my half of the bridge up because you never know. The coworker today could be a co-founder of tomorrow. And a lot of times, especially in a startup space, you're working next to another expert in their respective space and field. Right. So you could just learn so much. And I have founders and co-founders of other startups. I have a list of people who, we talk about growth trends. You know, hey, what's happening in business? What angle are you going? You know, and I like to learn from a co-founder perspective, but also give insight as an expert in the marketing and automation space, right? Domain experts. Doesn't have to be technical. You know, if you're an expert in branding, you could be an expert in, the word just slipped me because I thought of it and it immediately I thought of freelancers, but it's franchising. There it is. You could be expert in franchising, right? Selling insurance, whatever the case is, I can learn so much. Mentees, as a mentor, I learn from my mentees. They're always teaching me things, especially when they take what I've taught them and put it into action their way. I learn. I'm always learning. And overall, friends in various areas of business. Some are strictly business, some more than business, some spiritual. You know, this is my corner is what I call it. Right. And these are people that I never go out. You know what? I guess it's assumed. It's assumed. But let me not get myself in trouble and say the biggest person in my corner is my wife. Let me just say that, because if you know me, you already know that. But for many of you that don't, it is my wife. She is my main supporter, my main cheerleader, my main critic, my main everything. OK, so let me not go without saying that for the record. But these are the people that whenever I have an idea, I run it by them and I get different feedback. Right. For my traditional people, they're thinking of things outside of just the technological excitement. Right. Coworkers are like, yeah, that sounds good. And I remember when you did this at Lead Pages and when you did this and did that. And, you know, and they bring those things to my memory so that I can execute on them again. Right. So it's my corner and you're going to need one. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing about those little negative voices that tell you you're not good enough, which, by the way, you are. Here's the thing. They are only effective when they're the only voice speaking. So as you start to build your corner and add more positive voices to the mix, those are the voices that you're going to hear more than anything. And believe this. And this is actually step number three, but believe this, at in due time, your own voice to yourself will be able to drown out those voices. Okay, so that your corner is what you're going to need, though, when those negative voices start to get the best of you. Right. In the boxing ring of building a business, you know, sometimes you just gotta, hey, let me go to my corner. You know, they got me today. Self-doubt. You know, negativity is just, oh, man, you know, that uppercut, right? The uppercut of not good enough almost knocked me out today. And your corner gets you back, right? Having people that you trust and respect to provide feedback and insight on thoughts you're having regarding the direction of your business, products that you're thinking of offering, strategies, it's invaluable. Okay. So that's the first thing, is you need community. Stop trying to do this alone. Trusted resources of people where you are that aspire to go where you're going, and people who are beyond, far beyond where you are. OK. So once you have the community, great start. Second is you need commitment. OK, so even after you've established everything that I just mentioned, it's still going to be challenging. Once you get off the calls and you're on the Zoom and you're feeling encouraged, or maybe you're in the mastermind and you walk away encouraged, you'll be surprised at how fast some of these voices can creep in. You will. And all of a sudden you're no longer confident about your new venture. You're hesitant to charge the higher prices. You're afraid to push publish on that new sales page or ad. And you simply start shrinking back into your comfort zone. Listen to me. Don't do it. Don't do it. You have to commit to go for it by any means necessary. They call it burning the boats. Okay. Make a commitment that regardless of what takes place in society, in the environment, at your job, in your business, whatever, that you are committed for forward progress only. And only you can make this commitment. OK, and here's the reality. It's going to be highly uncomfortable. But that's what growth feels like. right? Like you, let me just say this. You're listening to this podcast. That is one indicator that you're hungry for more. You literally would not be hearing my voice if you did not aspire for more. The only person that could prevent you from getting more is you. I'm telling you, it's the proverb that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive. And it's true. Once you commit to it, you start seeing things differently. Once you stop telling yourself these excuses and coming up with every valid reason why you can and why you shouldn't and why somebody else should and not you, you'll start to see things differently. It's when opportunities that were right under your nose, all of a sudden you could smell them. You look in the mirror, you could see them, right? It's going to be uncomfortable. Don't shy away from that. Embrace it. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, but that's part of the process and journey. Many people who suffer from this imposter syndrome, they have an unrealistic expectation of perfection. And they also have an unrealistic expectation of the impact their mistakes will have. Let me tell you, people forget quicker than you realize. If you just think of all of the celebrities, from presidents down to actors to athletes who have made huge mistakes, right? From sexual, sexual discrimination or unethical sexual behavior, right? All the way down to money laundering, you know, some form of illegal activity. And they're vilified in the public eye. And after a while, guess what? People forget about it. Now, that's on a large scale. On the small scale of small business that you're at, people forget about your mistakes by the day. So why should you keep remembering them and living in them? Let it go. You're going to make mistakes. It's part of the process. Embrace it. Right? Have you ever? I remember when I was in high school and we used to have roast sessions. And for those of you that don't know, roast sessions is it could be random at lunch in the cafeteria and somebody just starts talking about you. I think nowadays it would be called bullying, but you know, oh, look at his shoes. Oh, look at her hair. Oh, this, oh, that, right? It was just a roast session, right? Now, you could tell the person who was truly offended and like truly embarrassed because they kind of got small and, you know, or they got mad, you know. But then you had other people that embraced it, right? And be like, oh, you got me. But now look at you, right? They embraced it and they went with it. And it wasn't a fight. So it wasn't like you were trying to, you know, like if you had a hole in your sock, it wasn't like you were trying to tuck the sock away. You're like, oh, you got me. I do got a hole. Oh, but look at your teeth. Right. So it was this ability to really embrace the mistake and roll with it. That's what you're going to have to do. There's a typo. Ah, you're right. There was a typo. I was just typing too fast. I can't say anything else. Good catch. Thank you. I'll let the team know. We'll update it. Why try to act like, oh, we'll have to check with the ESP. They must be changing our words around. We're perfect. We didn't do that. Embrace your mistakes. It makes for good marketing. If you have the mentality to embrace it and use it for good, right? But you have to. What you have to do is you have to set a goal that you're chasing to crush instead of a failure you're trying to prevent. It's people. And here's the trick. And this is why success is so hard for many people. We're fundamentally just the basic nature of how we're wired. We would rather not lose something than gain. If you give somebody an opportunity to say, hey, we're going to take this away, or hey, you can have this, they're going to be focused on what you're going to take away. And they want to prevent that. That's natural human nature. So you really have to break that when it comes to success in business and really silencing those voices, because you have to now train yourself to go for what you want. Instead of trying to avoid what you don't. And it's all mental. It's all mental. It doesn't matter how smart or great you are. If you lose the mental game, you lose the game. Period. Okay. So I'm saying this to get your mind right. You can be the greatest at understanding technology, processes, building out automated systems, doing all of this. But if you don't have that commitment, that dog mentality to just go, no matter what obstacle comes, no matter what the client finds that they shouldn't have found that you should have known to do, you embrace it, right? You embrace your imperfection as part of the journey and still understand that you're the expert because you are. And let me just pause really quick and say, expert is relative to who you're servicing. Do not compare yourself to other experts, because some of you know a fraction of what I know, but you're an expert to who you serve. So don't compare yourself to me. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh no, I'm good, but you don't understand. There's this other guy. No, will you embrace and receive the expertise at the level that you're at? Stop diminishing it and just easily discarding that because you're looking at where other people are. Own where you are. Don't try to be greater than what you are as you are. Aspire to be that and claim it when you get there. But if you don't know something, it's okay. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. In essence, we're talking about operating in integrity. It's going to help you tremendously combat this imposter syndrome that comes with all of these voices that tell you you're not good enough because, by the way, you are. Okay. Last one. First one was community. Second one was commitment. Last one is confidence. You have to know that you can do it. It's time. So here's what I recommend doing. It's time to look in the past at all the things that you've overcome that you thought were insurmountable. All the times you figured out that you figured that you would for sure fail, and yet somehow you didn't. Somehow you overcame. Think of those times. Sometimes it could be as far back as high school. Some of you, it's COVID. COVID has already presented quite the challenge, and you've answered it. But you know what you did when you answered it? You quickly forgot about it. Or you quickly minimize it, like, oh, well, everybody lost their job. Oh, well, everybody struggled. No, stop it. You understand? Do you see this mental domino effect that you can easily partake in? I think there is one monumental achievement in college for me that really changed the trajectory of my educational career. And I was struggling with chemistry one. Okay. I'm studying engineering. Chem one, I was struggling. I had never seen these formulas in this way, and they didn't really necessarily follow the mathematic formulas that I'm used to. And I had never really had to study. I came from the inner city schools in South Minneapolis, so I didn't have to study to pass school. I could just show up, do work, and clown around. And this class really challenged me. And I remember I had never failed a class before, and I ended up getting in the midterms, I ended up getting a D. And I never experienced this before. I had never experienced getting a low grade and not knowing how to turn it around. So it was also the first time in my life that I cried over grades. I was like, you know how you cry and you're like, get it together. What are you doing? It's a grade. But it, for me, it was exemplifying my intelligence. And I knew I was better than that. Do you get what I'm saying? Just like, you know, you're better than what you're giving yourself credit for right now. And what I did was I changed everything up. I did exactly what I'm telling you. I made the commitment. I'm not going to fail. I got around community. I'm going to shout out Abhishek Gupta. He was my man. He was one of my best friends in college, Abhishek Gupta. He took me under his arm and really started to help me navigate this space. I started to form study groups. It wasn't just chemistry. It was beyond. So I found study groups within the chemistry class, and we started fighting this thing together. And lo and behold, did I pass? Of course I passed. I have my engineering degree. I went on and passed Chem 2, I should say, using the same tools: community, commitment, and then confidence. So that I saw no way out. And that stuck with me. And I reflect on that and many other things that I've overcome thus far as that motivation and that confidence building. You don't have to look outwardly for confidence. You look inward and look at what you've overcome, because everybody has overcome something. And know that you could tap into that same spirit, right? That same strength that helped you then, and it will help you now. Because you just can't minimize the victories of the past. They're key to growing your confidence. And some of you just need to schedule some time to reflect on what you've accomplished, because you've spent too long listening to people tell you what you haven't done. This is what I experienced as a corporate engineer at Lockheed Martin. I was faced every day with what I needed to do better, what I didn't do and what I didn't know. The second I got out of that environment and I started focusing on what I did know, what I could do, what I did do, total change. Because there is a level of confidence that only comes with uncomfortable execution. Say that one more time so you all can hear it, okay? There is a level of confidence that only comes with uncomfortable execution. It means you have to change what you think confidence looks like and feels like. It's all about executing the uncomfortable with confidence. That's power. That's powerful. How can you be uncomfortable and confident? You can. And knowing you haven't done this before, but also understanding you'll figure it out. And that's what we're all in here, right? That's what an expert does. You bring a problem to an expert, it may be brand new. And they're not, their knees are not knocking. They're not nervous, because guess what they're telling themselves? Oh, I'll figure it out. Start to say that to yourself. And put your hand on your chest when you do it. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'll figure it out. When you have those moments where the project is too big, they say yes and you didn't think they were going to say yes. You're like, oh my gosh, I just quoted a $10,000 project. I was just kind of following what my mentor said and they said yes. Can I do this? Stop, pause, acknowledge. You know what? That's a thought. That's all it is. It's a thought and it's a negative one. Let me go look at myself and say, hey, look, you figure it out. So it's very simple. It's called auto-suggestion. Napoleon Hill talks about it in his Think and Grow Rich. The response of you touching yourself and affirming yourself retrains your brain to accept whatever you're saying as reality. Okay? So you'll figure it out. And it's the momentum created from these three areas that begin to turn down the volume of those voices and minimize that feeling of imposter syndrome. Okay. And just know the greater the momentum, the more quiet the voices become. Okay. And it'll come to a point where you're just tone deaf to the voices. They're there. You acknowledge them, but you don't give them life. Sometimes I laugh at them. I'll be driving in my car randomly and just chuckle. Sometimes my wife would be like, what are you smiling at? What are you laughing at? Right. But it's like, oh, I heard that voice and I just ignored it. I gave it no life. Right. So this is what you're going to have to do, because a lot of you are waiting for the total elimination or removal of these elements as a key that you are worth it. You're good enough and you're an expert. And I'm telling you, it's not real. Even in speaking at times, I could be in mid sentence speaking in front of a crowd and be thinking like, man, I wonder if what I'm saying is really resonating. Man, I think I could have said that better while I'm speaking. So these voices, it's not like they have a set time where they can and can't start. Whenever you allow the volume to go up, it will go up. But the momentum, when you've got community, you've committed and you've got the confidence in the uncomfortable, it just turns them down. Okay, because when you start to lose momentum, it's when those voices begin to increase. And that's why mentorship, mastermind, study groups, and just overall community is important. It's why I've created it. I understand it. And you need to embrace it as early as possible. Not just any community. Okay, remember, people who support you aspire, have similar goals, right? And people who are beyond, who have already reached where you're trying to reach. Okay? Because when you're starting a new venture, your momentum is non-existent. You have to create it. And the voices are always the loudest. So what are these voices telling you? Right? You got it. You have to know that every time you start something new, it's a level of those voices. And you get used to it. It becomes muscle memory. You embrace and be like, okay, here goes the doubt, stiff arm. Right? Here comes the negative identity viewing of myself. Oop, juke move, right? So they're not effective. So when these voices come out and say, tell you that someone else is already doing it, they beat you to the punch. There's no space for you, right? Ah, that's not original. Yes, it is. Somebody may be doing it, but they're not doing it the way you will, with the voice you have, right? I teach on marketing and sales automation. There's other people that teach on it. And guess what? Their voice is specific to their audience. Fine by me. I'm focused on who my audience is, right? Or maybe you don't have enough experience. Well, again, just speak from the experience you do have. Why try to fake you know more than you don't? Nobody benefits from that. Nobody. And as your experience grows, so will your audience and influence. And guess what? Nobody is ever gonna get mad at you for saying you didn't know something. If you're just upfront and honest and say, you know what? I haven't done something like that, but we could figure it out. Right? On the other end where you're like, oh, yeah, sure, we got it. No worries. Just pay the retainer and we've got you. And then, you know, results come. You didn't know what you're doing. Now that's a problem, right? So just speak from whatever experience you have. You don't have to be greater. You just have to be honest. You'll get greater experience by being honest, right? Maybe the voices are questioning if people will truly buy from you. Listen, people will buy anything they perceive as a solution to relieve immediate pain or meet an immediate need. Point blank and period. The question is, are you committed to get your messaging and product to the point where they see that? Okay, that's the work. Anybody can do it. Yes. Will they buy from you? Yes, absolutely. Why would they not? Are you serious? Unless you just absolutely tell them not to buy. But again, you're listening to this podcast. You probably listen to other podcasts. You've probably been on my website, which means you probably are already using some kind of marketing technology. Listen. You know more than you realize. Maybe the voices are trying to convince you that it'll take too long. Yeah, I hear everything he's saying. And yeah, that's a good idea. Man, that's like 3 years from now. What's the alternative? To wait? It takes the same amount of time. In 3 years, you're going to be somewhere. At least if you're acting now, you can guarantee you'll be in a better place. Right? Like, I never understood that. Although I let that voice hold me back for years when I was in the corporate world. It's like, oh, man, it's going to take too long. I need immediate relief. And it's like, well, guess what? What you're doing ain't going to give you immediate relief, and it's not going to give you relief in 3 years. So, yeah, it'll take long, and I'm going to work along the way. Right? And this is real. I'm telling you real stuff outside of all of the system building, automated income. This is the stuff that will sneak in and take it all away from you. I'm telling you. So you have to cannot let these voices take you out prematurely. If you let these voices take you out prematurely, you simply don't value what you have to offer the world greater than how you value how you'll be perceived. You're so focused on a perception that you lost sight of the value that you have to give. And it's time to get out of your own way and push through. You, in the state that you're in right now, are good enough. You're smart enough. You're capable enough. You're experienced enough. You're unique enough. You're likable enough. You're good enough. The marketplace is waiting on your solution delivered your way. Not a carbon copy. Your way. Do not let yourself get in the way of your success and growth. Listen, the voices never go away. I hope my voice has been a positive voice for you. I hope every time you listen to this, it's an affirming voice for you. And the more you do, the better you get at working through them. Okay? Remember, it's not about you. Don't make this about you and your personal hangups. It's about meeting the needs of the market with what you have to offer. Own your value and know its importance. People are waiting for it, literally waiting for you to show up. And they'll be so thankful that you pushed through and provided the solution that you have for them. All right. So who needed to hear that along with yourself? Okay, because I know you needed to hear it. You can never get enough of being told you're good enough, because you are. You are good enough. Okay. Get off the floor. Yes, that was a big mistake that you made. Yes, it was. It affected your revenue. Yes, maybe your spouse is looking at you questionably. Yes, there was some embarrassment at the job in that meeting. Or yes, that proposal really wasn't as polished as it should have been. Yes, that product was bad. Yes, they want a refund and put a negative review on social media. All of that doesn't mean you're not good enough. Pick yourself up. Allow you, embrace that negative emotion, but let it flow through you, not become you. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's too much work to be done on this digital front. I need more soldiers. I do. I need more soldiers on the front line, and I want you to be one of them. Okay? So send this to that person who needs a pickup. Send this to the person who's already picked up and needs this, because they're just about to go into something that may knock them down. Okay? Help them out. So if you found today's episode valuable, please make sure you subscribe. This is the time that you subscribe, first time listeners. Now is the 5-star rating and review time. Okay? Please do that here at Automation Bridge. We're dedicated to training digital marketing professionals to become automation service providers. It's putting the automation superhero cape on digital marketers, because small businesses are in dire need of marketers with that ability to learn marketing and technology for the deploying of automated systems in their business for rapid growth. Okay? Digitizing their processes in a systematic way that they can grow continually. I'm looking for people who, that's your desire. That's how you want to operate. When I said it, you were just like, oh, I want to learn that. Right. And if it is you, go to automationbridge.com/ASP and take the next steps to talk to somebody on my team to assess if you'd be a great fit for the community. I've got a community of automation service providers, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Some of the successes, challenges, and everything that we take on weekly. It's unique. You won't find it anywhere else. But the time is now. The need has never been greater. I'm seeing it, have been seeing it, and been serving it with my own hands for years. And I want to invite you on the battlefield with me. We could win this together. Okay, that's the community piece that I'm talking about. Will you commit? If you're committed to growing in that way in your business, automationbridge.com/ASP. So all of the show notes and podcasts are accessible at automationbridge.com/podcast. You can subscribe there and listen to all the other episodes at your leisure. Okay, so until next time, I see you online. Automate responsibly, my friends.